Coppell's Western Cape Radio, CWCP, broadcasting from Worcester, South Africa.
Welcome to the Worcester Reports, a program of stories, Christian devotions, and music. Broadcast on CWCP, Coppell's Western Cape Radio.
South Africa, turn back to God. South Africa, turn back to God. South Africa, turn back to God. South Africa, turn back to God.
Welcome to the Worcester Reports on CWCP Radio on the 26th of March 2020. All sorts of things have been happening related to the coronavirus, particularly in the last week. Many people's lives have changed. And tonight at midnight, the whole of South Africa goes into lockdown for 3 weeks. And it's going to be very, very hard for many people. We have been extremely fortunate, Lauriane and I. We were able to renegotiate our accommodation here so we can stay where we've been living for the last 2.5 years. And that was a huge benefit. But furniture cannot be moved around in the lockdown, so the lady that was going to move in after us was in no better position than we are. So that all worked out. However, what you're going to hear tonight was recorded about 3 weeks ago, before any of that happened, and before it was even on the horizon. Our friends from Aris Western Cape came here to our home to visit us and wish us well before our expected return to Canada on the 2nd of April. So after we'd had fellowship and food, I grabbed the opportunity to give a little talk about our time here in South Africa. And since I had a microphone handy, I'm now able to play that talk to you. It goes on for about 40 minutes, so if you have an attention span of 5 minutes, then you may not hear the last 35 minutes. But if you're interested in how we have found our time in South Africa, things that really blessed us, things we thought might have been done slightly better, then listen up, learn, and enjoy our perspective on this wonderful country. Lauriane and I are about 3 weeks away from flying out of Cape Town and going back via England to Canada.
Yay, England! Woo! Yay, Canada!
And so this talk is in front of an invited audience, and I'm going to, some of them are born here in South Africa, so I apologize in advance if I say something you don't like, and others like us have come to South Africa. So here are the things that, as missionaries here for the last 2.5 years, it was meant to be 3 years, but 2.5 years, the things that really blessed us. Now, they're broadly in priority order. So at the first, I go to the most blessings, and then we'll go down and some of the things. But everything that blessed us. And first of all, the number one thing, I think, is building really good relationships with about six teenagers from one of the local townships here, Avian Park. And if you don't know Avian Park and you drove past it, you would not imagine that there were people in there like these girls who we've got to know. You would say to yourself, nothing good could come out of this place. And you'd be totally wrong. You would be totally wrong. And so we were blessed by a little miracle, which I'll come to later, that when we first asked for volunteers to lead Bible studies in Avian Park, we had about 7 or 8 in an audience of about 50 or 55 who said yes. They put their hand up. Now, you'd think that that way you'd pick all the wrong people, right? The wrong people would put their hands up. Yeah. We're still working with those girls. Mm-hmm. So that's special. Don't normally ask for volunteers if you want people to do good work, because the wrong people will volunteer. So God was with us right from the start. And those girls, they spend a lot of time in this room here, because once a week we give them ministry time. We try and pump them up. And on Monday afternoons, and they'll be doing this tomorrow afternoon, they teach Bible studies to children from about the age of 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And they do it using Mailbox Club materials. And behind me on the table are lessons from the Mailbox Club, which is a fantastic source of materials for children to use for Bible studies. Now, we now know that there are other places in the world who use, shall we say, children to teach children. But when we started doing it, we didn't even know that, and it was a big experiment. But now we know a lot about it, and in fact, we recorded a training on how to do this just a few weeks ago, which is also up on a previous edition of the Worcester Report. But I just want to say at this stage, because I don't have too much time to talk about each one of these blessings, that just getting to know these girls, like the one Chantal, who phoned about half an hour before you came and really twisted Lorianne's arm to see if she could come up and be with us this afternoon. And it just wasn't possible. But they love to come up and be in this room with us. And it's not just because we have some of the best Wi-Fi in Worcester. But that is an attraction. And they know how to operate the computer, and they can run YouTubes on there, and we let them do that, and so on. But they've learned a lot of good Christian stuff here in this room. So that's, I think, the first blessing to me personally. Now, Lorianne may have a completely different set of blessings, and maybe we might even let her put in a few at the end, but there may not be time. You never know. We'll see. Next, I'm going to say the children, rather than the teenagers, the actual children who they're teaching. Now, we've got to know a couple of those families quite well. So you have our trained up, our mentored teenager, usually about 14 years old. But they come from families where you have usually a mother, maybe a grandfather, possibly not a father, though there are fathers in one or two of them. And then you have, it seems like, about 10 or 15 children. And you never know how on earth could they all live in this tiny little house. But on two occasions now, we've had the complete families come up here, and we had a Christmas dinner with one of those families. And more recently, we had a time just at the beginning of the grape picking season when I went down to collect our girls. We call them our girls. And only one of them was available because the others were out earning a little bit of money picking grapes. They got 250 rands for picking grapes. So I have no problem with that. I'm perfectly happy with that. So I said, what are we going to do? So I remembered the verse in the Bible that said, well, if the invited people don't come, go into the byways and the highways. And it was on my birthday, so we had birthday cake. So I went to one of the families, and I said, all the children can come up here. So we had the children come up here, and they enjoyed the cake and the ice cream and the other things that their big sisters had meant to enjoy. But it was a real blessing for us. They were so well behaved, because I don't think they'd ever been in a room like this before, some of these kids. And they were just sad, and it was just a joy. So I can't tell you how much happiness that puts in my heart when that happens. Third thing I want to mention is miracles. We have had so many miracles that if all the books in the world were available, we wouldn't be able to fill them. Now, books, miracles from small things, just little things, like find us a parking spot here because we need something with the disability sticker on it and what have you. But I think the biggest miracle that we've seen is that the projections I did for our finances before we ever came to South Africa showed that we would basically run out of money after 2.5 years. Because my pension from the work that I was doing for 22 years stopped a year ago. And I could not see what was going to happen after that. That was a sign of a faith thing. Well, we're still solvent. We're still here.
Despite all the cancer things.
Despite paying $26,000 for chemotherapy, and we're still here, and the bank is still talking to us. Now, I almost don't want to go and examine all my figures and find out where I made a mistake, because it's like the Holy Spirit has pushed the figures up in places. And to me, that's just amazing. Now, you must understand that because of Lorianne's cancer, which I'll come to, we've had a lot of help from people who wanted to help pay for this. And so that has been a big factor, or we'd be $27,000 in the hole by now. Next thing I want to mention is the men and the staff that, particularly I, but also Lorianne, have met in Bromfly Correction Center, the big jail. It's one of the reasons we came to Worcester, because we knew there's a big jail here. 2,500 people in there. They have a maximum wing, they have a medium wing, and they have a youth center. And Lorianne and I worked for nearly a year, I think, in the medium wing and built up some relationships that when we left, there's almost tears all around. She was so sad to miss these men that we'd and two of them who were in there have been released since. And now we're Facebook friends and we talk to them and so on. Then since then, I've been going into the youth center, boys from about 17 up to 27, that sort of age. And it's too far for Lorianne to walk. So I go in with Soraya Volquin, who is from YWAM, and she's been my partner in this. And we form a very good team. So we'll be going there for more than a year now, and we've run several Alpha courses. What we do in prison is we run the Alpha course, for those of you who are familiar with that. And what's different for me, compared with Canada, is how supportive and friendly the prison guards are. They don't treat us like crazy people. Why on earth would you want to come into a jail and talk to these convicts? They totally don't understand why anyone would want to. Here it's different. In fact, most of them, are Christians. It's very unusual in Canada to have Christian prison guards. I don't know if I've ever met one. And so for us, it's totally different here, and it is a great joy. I go in every Saturday morning. I was there yesterday morning, and right from the moment I go in, it's just wonderful. And we come out about an hour and a half later, and we've built some great relationships with those men. It's not always the exact same men every time, but they really try. But in a prison, you can't necessarily be sure that you can go to some sort of a training session each week. Next thing I want to mention is that I've had the pleasure of interviewing 92 local people who've made a difference in our community using this very same microphone and the recorder down there. And all these broadcasts have gone out every Thursday night. The last person I interviewed was an albino girl, 16, Jada Abrahams. I've never met an albino before. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what life is like for an albino. If she goes out on the streets, if she's kidnapped, the chance of her being returned alive is less than 1%. Whereas average kidnaps, it's 80%. And if they find her body, it'll have the bones, the arms and the legs all chopped off because the witch doctors need them for potions and things like that. And this girl is totally aware of that. She's a Greta Thunberg in the making. It was such a privilege to meet with her. And to me, I've really found that building those relationships with all sorts of people, shopkeepers, other missionaries, people I just met casually, and people I've called, key people in this community, and they were prepared to let me interview them. So all those interviews are up on podcasts, and therefore they'll be there forever. In fact, my will does actually provide for keeping my websites going after I'm dead. So, and they'll scatter my ashes on Abbey Road too. Next thing, Masterpiece Academy. We served in Masterpiece Academy, which is a small Christian school for disadvantaged children. The children that the primary schools wouldn't take because they were either too disruptive or else they just couldn't make it. And we worked with those kids for 2 years. And I would say I was doing it 5 days a week, teaching science in the first thing in the morning. It got me out of bed in the morning, and I discovered I love teaching science to children. And I am now teaching science to other children in the Legacy Relay, which I'll mention a little later. But Lorianne taught art, and I also taught music. I taught music in an extremely unusual way. I taught them everything from Bach, Beethoven, to rap and hip-hop, and I just wanted to open their eyes to the incredible richness of the music that's out there, because most of them think there's only one genre of music, and that's on Heart FM or whatever they listen to. And they do seem to listen to radio an awful lot, because whenever they come up here, they're playing those songs. And so they're listening to radio, but they don't know about classical music. They don't know about all the other wonderful things in music. So to teach them some of those was just tremendous. Next, in the same breath, I should mention Legacy Relay, where we've been now for 9 months. And this is a scheme where retired people get to go and teach primary school children in grade 1. They don't get paid for it, grade R and grade 1. And so we have the chance to influence the minds of these children just in school for the first time. If we tell them that Jesus is up there on the right hand of God, they don't argue with it. Whatever we say, whether it's right or wrong, if we say something that's not true, they'll believe that too. That's quite a responsibility, so we have to be careful how we treat them. But we are allowed to be as Christian as we like in this school, Worcester Primary School. Nobody comes and tells us, oh, you can't talk about Christian stuff here because we've got a Muslim in the class, which they do have. We've never been in any way curbed. So again, I teach science, and we have music, just like I did with you earlier. And then Lorianne has about half of the session to teach them art, and she's teaching them prophetic art most of the time. So they never would learn any of this stuff, probably in the next 10 years if they were in school. So that's been fantastic. And we were in at the beginning of this, and we're going to export it to Canada. When we get to Ottawa, we're going to start a legacy relay in Ottawa. So that should be like a legacy, as far as we're concerned. Next thing on my list of, I better speed up a little bit. Next thing on my list of things that have blessed us, this house that you're all sitting in. That was another miracle, how we found this place. They don't come up for rent all that often. We got it just when we needed it. And, you know, just perfect place for teaching, ministry, air conditioned. We didn't have Wi-Fi when we came, but we put the antenna up there, and now we have wonderful Wi-Fi. If anyone wants to buy a Breednut antenna, I have one at a very good price. Our car, we ran a Mercedes E270, CD1, for 2 years, and it was just fantastic. Then around last December, it stopped being fantastic. And we had one or two things happened, like we were stranded halfway up the pass on the yes, and the car just went slower and slower and slower, and we're going up this sort of thing, and it finally stopped. And what are we going to do? And what the Lord was teaching us is that, don't worry, I've got you. We'll look after you. It's not the end of the world, so you don't panic. And within 5 minutes, somebody stopped. And he phoned somebody. And within 15 minutes, we were being towed up the hill to the wonderful little restaurant place, Kodosi, at the top of the hill. And they even put us in one of their rooms while we were waiting for the AA to turn up. And we survived that. And now here's the miracle. If that car hadn't broken then, we would have driven it into Namibia. Now, Namibia is something else. If you're driving along rough roads, very rough, no-tarred roads in the western part of the country, if we'd broken down there, and we would have been really lucky if somebody had even come past in half an hour. And would they have stopped? I don't think so. So the Lord thought, let's break this car right now. So we went into Namibia in a Toyota, and we didn't break the Toyota. We nearly did, but we came back, and we didn't even get charged extra for it, because one of my best friends in Worcester now is Jeanette Nell, who runs the Bidvest, a lovely lady. She wouldn't think of charging me for any damage to the car. Not that there was any damage to the car. Our holiday trips have been wonderful. We've been to along the Garden Route to East London. And we've been north up the western side, Langobarn, other places like that. Lorianne organizes all this months in advance. I don't have to do anything. I just drive the car. And it's been fantastic. She's kept us healthy. And the trip to Namibia. Looking back on this, if we hadn't gone to Namibia, I would have thought, why? You wasted your time here. What a wonderful time we had there. Next thing I want to mention, SAFM, South Africa FM, the number one news station here. I listen to it all the time. Whenever I drive my car, I'm listening to it. So I keep up with what's going on. And I think it's a wonderful station. I think it's the equivalent of most news stations you'll find in the world. I know the voices of all the presenters now, and they're great people. So if you're not listening to SAFM, listen up, folks, because you'll miss a lot if you don't. And you really can measure the temperature of this country, because it's a phone-in show, the people phoning in all the time. You hear what people are thinking, what their attitude is here. It's very, very illuminating. OpenView Television. We have a little box down there called OpenView. So we paid 400 rands to Pick and Pay, and since then our TV is being completely free, and we have BBC World News on there, so we know again what's happening around the world. It's about 18 other stations on there, And we don't have to worry with the dreadful DSTV. And it's when we've been in hotels sometimes and we try DSTV and we almost puke. I mean, it's terrible. It's horrible stuff. And you can't get the BBC World News anyway on it. So get OpenView, folks. No, I was so, my conscience really hit me, so I went in and bought the TV license, but I didn't need to. They don't, by law, because we brought the TV with us, and they only track people who buy a TV. But I felt bad at not having a TV license. So we're fully licensed here with our TV, and it's worth every penny, every penny. Next thing has been a blessing. We have four laptop computers. We have a very good quality scanner. And we have great music system. We digitized all our music before we came here. And I think that's been a great blessing. Our computers have carried on working. We've even converted one of them to Windows 10, which the others are, thank goodness, still on Windows 7. So when things don't work on Windows 10, we can still keep operating. So the technology has kept going, and we are both computer people, so it would have been tough for us without being to do that. Next thing in the list of things that have blessed us, OK Foods. Anybody shopped at OK Foods? Do you have one in Robertson?
Yeah.
We have two here in Worcester. There's one just very close to where we are now, and there's another one on the High Street. And they are open much longer than the other grocery stores. The one downtown stays open till midnight. Their prices are no different from Pick and Pay and Checkers. And the quality of the food, we buy a lot of ready-made, ready-to-eat meals, which we just heat up. It's wonderful stuff. I haven't bought anything from either of them I didn't like yet. So thank you, OK Foods. I'm a very regular customer there. Worcester Christian Church, that I'm pointing at the 25th anniversary magazine of Worcester Christian Church. We were invited there. Somebody told us right when we started, that's the church for you, and they were absolutely right. We thoroughly enjoyed going there. We don't go every week because once a month or once every 6 weeks we go to Cape Town, we go to Hillsong in Somerset West, and we love that as well. But it has been a great pleasure for us having this community of Worcester Christian Church and their cell group and their early morning prayer group, which I wouldn't miss. I absolutely wouldn't miss my early morning prayers with the group there, down there. The weather. What a blessing. How lucky you are here, living in South African weather. Need I say more? We are blessed by Iris Western Cape, letting us do what we want to do, never telling us, oh, you should be doing that or you shouldn't be doing that. And yet we feel totally part of the group, and having that support has been fantastic. So we have loved being a part of Iris Western Cape. It's been exactly from our point of view, it's been exactly the right touch that we needed to be able to do what we needed to do here. And if anything had gone badly wrong, we know who we would have called. And luckily, nothing like that has gone that badly wrong, although we've had our challenges. YWAM, one of the good things about Worcester, it has a fantastic YWAM here. The first thing we did when we arrived was we went and knocked on the door of the people who run YWAM and said, all right, we're here. Tell us what ministries you have that need people. And we've been in those ministries ever since. They were very good choices, and I have a very close feeling about the YWAM here. It's a fantastic organization. So many things that happen in Worcester are because of YWAM here, even though people don't necessarily know that. And lastly on my list of wonderful things that have blessed us, the price of wine. You cannot buy a bad bottle of wine in this town. We stayed overnight in Stellenbosch recently on my birthday, and they wheeled in a bottle of white sparkling wine when we arrived, and it was from De Wets here in Worcester. And that's Stellenbosch. So that tells you a thing about the quality of the wine here. It's all at the most half the price of what we would pay for similar wines in Ottawa. And the same goes for the fruit. You have no idea how blessed you are by the quality of fruit that you buy in this part of the world. When we go back to Canada, it is going to be very, very tough for us because we'll have to eat those horrible cardboard oranges and everything else that just doesn't taste right any longer. So that's going to be something we have to somehow survive on. All right, that's the end of phase one of my little talks. And now I'm going to cover off a few problems, things that disappointed us, perhaps.
You didn't say about the high quality of healthcare.
I did not, actually, L.A., but I'm going to come back to that almost immediately when I talk about one of our problems. As you all know here, Lorianne has breast cancer, and that was something that grew out of another illness she had, which we call HS, so we didn't know what was happening for a time. And so far, we have had some of the best treatment in the world, I have no doubt. We've had the best doctors you could imagine. Most of what we need is within 5 minutes' drive of where you're sitting. Our pharmacist, the Mediclinic, and the places that do radiology and so on. If we were back home in Canada, it would be much more difficult to get to all those places. She has her chemotherapy in Cape Gate, which is exactly 1 hour's drive from here. And we were going on Mondays. And for me, I really miss going down there on Mondays because it's such a peaceful place. It's like a church. You go in that room and the nurse, they call them sisters, they are like angels. And you can feel it. And we knew she was getting the best possible treatment. So, yes, it was very, very tough that she got the diagnosis. But having got it, we've had series of things that have helped us feel that we're still being looked after by divine powers. And we have discovered that the South African medical system is certainly the private side, is second to none in the world. Now, if she went back to Canada, which is what the insurance company told her to do, she would have been right back in the non-private side, the same level of care as all the hoi polloi, which we are very much. And here we've been having private patient stuff. We've really been blessed by that. And we rather suspect that her symptoms have just about gone completely. That doesn't mean she won't need surgery. She probably will, almost certainly. But she'll have a PET scan in another week, less than a week now, and they'll be able to say, okay, we know whether it hasn't spread or whatever. We'll know the results of all the chemotherapy. Next problem. I already mentioned this, actually. The car, after December, has been a real pain in the backside. And I could talk about it for a long time, which I'm not going to, but I'll just say one thing. We now have a car which has a broken part. It's an anti-brake something stabilizing system. And that part costs 38,000 rands to replace, which is approximately the value of the car. So do you pay 38,000 rands in order to sell a car for 38,000 rands? And what seems to me the answer, we try and buy one secondhand. So we're sort of talking to secondhand retailers of Mercedes parts at the moment. And if we can get one half the price, well, we'll buy it and we'll put it in. And then we'll be able to sell the car for 20,000 rands instead of for 10,000, which is what its scrap value is. Next thing, I talked a little bit on our broadcasts, but we've been disappointed by lack of interest in our broadcasts. We've been broadcasting now, the next one will be 93. The 93rd broadcast, but with very few people listen to these broadcasts at all. Now, we don't really mind because we're not doing it to try and gather audience reaction, but it is a legacy for us, and all those broadcasts are up there. But we've been a little surprised at how few people, both here and in Canada, have been interested in listening. Now, we have one or two exceptions to that, people who never, ever miss, but it's only one or two people like that. And believe me, if you've never listened, check it out. You may get addicted. I'm disappointed in the attitude of banks towards foreigners. We are not money earning here. We aren't allowed to earn money in South Africa. That means, according to all the banks except FNB, you can't have a bank account, which is totally crazy. The only reason we got a bank account is somebody recommended that we try FNB because YWAM is here. It's such a major opportunity for the bank to be the only one offering bank accounts. So they either broke the rules or else they found a loophole. So they thought we were with YWAM and we didn't sort of make too much of a fuss of that. So we have a bank account. Without that bank account, we couldn't have done half the things that we've done. Why the government, I don't know if it's a legal or a thing to the banks to say you cannot offer a bank account to people who are not able to work here. I think it's just the banks are darn lazy. Really. And the banks here, they are only interested in one thing, making a lot of money. And they're not really interested in going doing something that's a little unusual, just by, may help their customers. So that was really quite sad. Every time we need money, we have to pay 50 rands to get money from our Canadian bank account to our FNB account. Even if we bring over just 10 rands, we have to pay 50 rands to bring it here. So we always bring the max, which is 4,000 rands. That is daylight robbery. It's like Vodacom with its charges for data. You know, if you don't use it in the month, you lose it. This is terrorist stuff, folks. Rise up. Be a Phil Oakes. Do something about it. The other thing I don't understand about South Africa, and I've learned a lot about the political system, is they use proportional representation here as a method of... I think it's done nothing but harm to the country. And secondly, the municipalities are based on the party system. So you have your DA or you have the ANC running the municipality. In Canada, the municipalities are run on a totally non-political basis. There's no party stuff at all running your town. I highly recommend that as a good change to make. Because it seems to me that most of the towns in South Africa are spending vast amounts of energy fighting one another from the party point of view instead of making the water run in the pipes. Very, very sad. So a couple of sad things have happened to me. My eyesight is getting worse because I've got cataracts in both eyes, which I've discovered recently. And my Laurianne says my hearing is deteriorating. When I sing, she mumbles. So but having had bad experiences with our travel insurance company, I wasn't about to put in a claim to go and see an optician and see if I can get or a hearing person here. I'll wait till I go back to Canada for that. And the name of that travel insurance company, that it may be avoided by anyone who has the choice, is Allianz. Allianz. Avoid them like the plague. Swiss. They're one of the largest insurance companies in the world. Well, I'm ready to sue them, but I don't have any money, unfortunately. So, surprising facts about South Africa. Number one, they don't use washcloths, or what British people call flannels. So if you go to a hotel, there's nothing to wash your face with. I suppose you do it with your hands or something, or you wash your body with your hands. They don't have a flannel in there. And we've stayed in lots of places, and it's totally the case. We have to take these things with us. So have anyone else found the same? What do South Africans use for washing themselves with? You do. But if you think that's a problem, my biggest problem is that they have never discovered automatic transmission for cars. And they drive these stupid manual gearboxes, and I have never had a good answer from any South African about why you prefer manual gearbox. The closest thing I've ever had with any logic, they said, if I had an automatic car, I would fall asleep because I wouldn't have anything to do.
Better control of the gearbox.
Nonsense. If you lived in Worcester, every 5 yards there's a speed hump and then there's a four-way stop. And every time they go, they have to go through all the gears to get over these things. Somebody tell these people. Next item. They've never heard of the Beatles or 90% of the music that I love. This. One or two people have heard of them. I was at a grocery checkout and they played one of the Beatles' very first most famous songs. And I said to the girl in the checkout, do you know who's singing that song? No, never heard it before. 21, 22. Allow me my little toits, whatever they are. Okay, next pet peeve, cyclists. Cyclists have never learned anything about how to cycle on the road. They think you cycle on the right-hand side of the road and everybody else driving on the left-hand side of the road. If there's a yellow line on the road, they will be inside that yellow line on the wrong side of the road. So they're in head head-to-head collision mode for anyone that's coming the other way at night. And they don't use any lights on their bike. And recently I saw a guy cycling, no hands on the handlebars, holding a tiny baby. And other people, they cycle along listening to a cell phone with earplugs in, listening to music. They can't hear anything. I mean, they should be in jail, these people. In the Mercedes, what I used to do in... When I owned the Mercedes, which I do, I would, somebody was coming at me on the same side, I would move over as close to the edge as possible and I'd make them get out of the way. But I don't do that with this car because this lady lent it to us. I'm not going to... No, but I would cycle on the correct side of the road, that's for sure. Now here's some, this is good stuff. How many churches are there, do you think, there are around the place? Well, here's some stats. There are 40 churches in Avian Park alone. Now, four of them have actual buildings. The others are in people's houses. There are 400 churches in Worcester. 80% of the people in South Africa are Christian. That means they know who Jesus Christ is. That's about as far as it goes in some cases. And the sad part is, because we know lots of these Christians in the jail, but it hasn't stopped them breaking every of the Ten Commandments. They don't relate to Christianity as actually showing them a better way to live. They are totally blinded by the things that Christianity teaches, even though they may think they know who Jesus Christ is. And if anyone asks you, why would you be a missionary in Worcester, which has 400 churches, there's the answer for you. Here's something that I've not seen, it's just my idea. As we know, this is a country where femicide is rife, rape, everything else. I never turn the radio on when I haven't heard of somebody killing or raping children. Here's what I think is happening. I think the men who are committing rape and femicide have no idea that it's wrong, or they don't even know that there's such a thing as femicide and rape. Because they never listen to the radio, they never read newspapers, they don't ever listen to current affairs. None of them are interested in anything apart from where their next meal is coming from. So what do? They do whatever is in their animal instinct. Now I may be totally wrong here, but somebody tell me a better reason of why rape is so prevalent, and yet the punishment for rape is relatively light. The first thing a rapist does is he's offered bail. I mean, give me a break. How should a rapist be allowed out on bail? I don't get it. It seems that the judges don't think rape is such a serious crime. And if they don't think so, then people carry on raping people. Next big problem. No left turn on red.
Is that an American thing?
Canadian.
Well, and American. Yes. Yes. If you're going left.
If nobody's turning, it's right. It's right because it's the other way to drive.
Yeah.
If there's nobody coming towards you and there's nothing there, you can turn. Except in the island of Montreal.
It's usually where drivers are reasonably good, they allow left turn on red or left turn on right, whichever side you're driving. If the drivers are terrible, like in Montreal, then they don't let it. Yeah. So we assume the drivers in South Africa are terrible. And I got two more things that I think are crazy. Speed humps. Speed humps. I can't... Thank God it was a Mercedes, because I've hit those speed humps so many times at normal speeds. Whum! The car takes off. Have you ever... Over the speed hump, you see these gouges in the road? That's me.
Yes.
But finally, the final disastrous thing about life here is running out of airtime in the middle of a phone call.
Yes.
I thought, well, okay, there's a way around this.
We can... load-shedding.
It's too boring, load shedding. Now, we are used to a phone system where you, at the beginning of the month, you sign up, and whatever amount you spend, you pay, it's taken out of your bank account, and so on, month after month after month.
You never run. It's impossible to run out. And I understand here that if they allowed anyone any credit, they'll never get paid. So therefore, everyone has to pay in advance. But they do have contracts here. You can buy a contract for your phone. But it turned out to be too complicated for me to actually do. I went in with Vodacom and I thought, okay, what do we have to do? And I gave up after time. It was just too complicated. I think they needed too many extra stuff that I didn't have. So, yes. Anyway, thank you for allowing me to vent my wrath about some things.
You didn't do my number one. What do you like this? My number one? No eating in houses. Oh, yeah. I'm afraid you don't come up with that.
We've never had a problem. We don't feel cold, we don't feel hot.
True. You don't eat. You haven't had it.
I'm used to minus 30, minus 35. Plus 35. This is wonderful compared to that.
Exactly. It's warmer outside than it is.
So there's my little list, and whenever one does something like this, everybody says, "Well, what about this? What about that?" You know, and I'm totally expectant of that. But I've put this together since last night at 8 o'clock. I don't think it's too bad. So thank you, this audience. So fast forward to the present, and the whole world has changed. We in South Africa are about to engage on a new adventure. I must say that there's something about being locked down and not being able to go out and do the normal things that fill our lives that I find attractive, because my do list is never empty. And there are things I've been wanting to do for a long time that I can now do, in theory at any rate. So what we're going to try and do is set a routine, a daily routine for the 3 weeks. So each hour of each day is allocated particular tasks, and there will be some praise and worship going on in the Koppel household. And we're not just going to relax and watch Showmax all day long. No way. That's the way to be extremely bored. I actually plan to start writing a book that I conceived about 3 years ago. It's called Redundancy. So now I've said it to you, I'll have to do it. And I pray that everyone listening to this will allow your lives to go on not being fearful, but being trusting. Because we have a great God who watches over every single one of us. He's watched over us for sure. And he fills us with hope, and we can trust him. So keep smiling, folks. Remember that you are a child of God, and you are going to survive this virus. But before we get to our soaking music, which we always end our programs with, I just put together a bunch of songs, some of which I quite like, others I hadn't heard before, just to have some variety in tonight's program. And if you're interested in knowing what the tunes are and you don't recognize them, then please leave us a message on the Koppel's Western Cape radio website. There's a place at the bottom where we'd love to hear from you. And enjoy some of this music. I won't be speaking again, but Lorianne and I send you all our love.
You understand. Now I need a scrubbing. I gotta wash my hands. I gotta wash my hands. I gotta wash my hands. Don't sneeze next to me. Watch where those droplets land. My hands, I gotta wash my hands. inside. I even want my latex gloves sanitized, sanitized, sanitized. Yeah, learn this one thing, the 22nd plan. Now my water's running, I gotta wash my hands. I even want my latex gloves sanitized, sanitized, sanitized. Yeah, touch that something, I think you understand. Now I need a scrubbing, I gotta wash my hands.
The power of the name. Come on down when you hear that. down. There's a fire under.
Betty came by on her way. Said she had a word to say about things today and fallen leaves. Said she hadn't heard the news, hadn't had the time to choose a way to lose. Gonna see the river man. Gonna tell him all I can about the plan for lilac time. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows. Said she prayed today for the sky to blow away, or maybe stay. She wasn't sure. For when she thought of summer rain calling for her mind again, lost the pain and stayed for love. Gonna see the river man. Gonna tell him all I can about the band. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows, I don't suppose it's meant for me.
Nothing they can't do. My heart is irreplaceable, and it's got love for you. Turn your eyes to the summer, where the light turns to gold.
The
days are the days of wonder. There's a world to explore, so we go. All the colors of the sun shine on everyone. All the colors of the sun shine on everyone. All the colors of the sun.
Driver Ed Guy, your Barracuda off the high dive. on a date with a guy from band. He played a trumpet solo. It was Brandy. Every night I do stuff with my hair. Maybe Queen needs a clarinet player. A dead zone. Wake up the neighbors, tell me how do you feel, and live the fantasy that makes your life real. So if you wanna play, follow your glory, and if some guy says, there's such a story, take a lesson from the FM that I knew then. It's like a public pool, you decide where to jump in. To feel the sexiness, the passion, and the fusion, and the vision. Remember Bruce Springsteen divorced a model and married a musician.
Till then, love and peace, and a good day.
Along in your ghost drawing Friday night, as he grows restless, longing for a Betty to keep him company. He knows that he must do what's right, but he ignores Cyril's call for us to chill in quarantine. I don't think you realize COVID-19's coming up to you. Does it take a lot to get infected, my friend? If you go drumming with the hundred us, you'll probably catch it too.
Koppel's Western Cape Radio, CWCP, broadcasting from Worcester, South Africa.